My job as a pastor is to do my very best in explaining God's word to our church, which reveals his character, his plan, his kingdom, and to expose to our church the implications and applications that God's word holds for them and for myself. I am not an authoritarian over them, forcing them to act or think a certain way. My word is not the last word. However, Christ exercises his authority through the church. And my job is to exhort my church as professed Christians who claim that Christ is King to heed God's inspired word. We are to understand that the Bible, not as a book full of antidotes or little McNugget gems of wisdom for your personal and private life in order for you to be happy, but we are to understand the Bible to be the revealing of all that God desires for us to know about himself, and how God has chosen to execute redemption for a fallen race, and how he brings holiness into the life of those he redeems. His word is the authority. His son lived perfectly under God's authority, and his son died and rose again to dispel all doubt about the veracity of God's word. And now God's Spirit convicts us of this authority and convinces us of his authority, and the church is the institution, the organism, where we display together the beauty and unity and harmony of marriages and homes and ministries and relationships when they dwell under God's authority. All of this will undoubtedly bring friction into your life. The more you find yourself submitted to the anthem of Christ is King, the more you are joyfully following the rule of Jesus in your life in a biblically pronounced way, then the more resentment, the more pushback, the more ridicule you will face from the constituency of the world, from those who live according to another kingdom with a different ruler. Sometimes that constituency is a talking head on television, and sometimes it is a spouse. But we must be reminded that we are to live our lives before the Lord. This is the recurring phrase, the dominant phrase, in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 16 through 23. You'll notice that phrase, before the Lord, is used 5 times. And this phrase is used in contrast to Michal's, David's wife, accusation that David danced before the eyes of his servants. We are to be ever mindful that our lives are to be lived before the Lord, or as some say, coram Deo, which means before the face of God, under the authority of God, in the presence of God. And we should seek to live our lives in a way that shows we strive to live coram Deo. All of life being centered around God is worship. As you pray today, please remember Rama Bakchung and his family, our national changemakers in Myanmar. And also remember the Telugu Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout India.